Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, always a delight to talk to our favorite BetMGM ambassador, Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Chris joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
You know, I hate to ask you this because I don't even know if you would care, but I'm curious. They say that the NBA Finals, right, they had the worst rating for the first game of a Finals in 20-something years. But they're just, for whatever reason, people aren't as excited about it as you would expect. And it's really not going well. The Stanley Cup, the first two games were phenomenal. And the third game was obviously a bit of a disappointment. But what are the ratings like? Do you know if they're getting good ratings? Or does Edmonton draw? Are people tired of Florida? I don't think they've been very good. Yeah.
I would say no. I don't think anybody in the U.S. cares about Edmonton, quite honestly. Florida, you know, they're going to draw. But, you know, just because of these breaks, too, it loses momentum, I think.
Yeah.
After those first two games and had the break, I don't think that's a good idea, and including basketball, where they almost, I think, is it 5 days they haven't played or since that first game? Maybe I'm mistaken. Have they played another game
yet? Yeah, they have. Yeah, it's 1-1.
Two, and it's,
they go
1-1.
Back at it tonight.
Yeah. And,
yep.
And they're in Indianapolis tonight. It's the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, first time in 25 years.
But there's not, like, I mean, Indiana loves basketball, but I don't know that the nation
it's
is
not
watching.
A buzz.
No.
No, and I mean, like, I was kind of – I didn't care either way, you know, who wins, but I was really hoping New York, because I would have loved to go to New York and watch a game, because the Garden and just kind of magical and way bigger market. I'm sure the league's not too happy or thrilled about Indianapolis and Oklahoma being in the final. But, again, it's just the hockey thing, it's never been better. There's no question in the U.S., but it's just – it's the lost interest. I mean, I'm up in Canada right now, and they're disappointed that they have to wait, you know, the extra couple of days. But I understand the travel that factors into it. But yeah, it's probably disappointing.
Well, whether you're in Canada or in the States and a hockey fan, I think you've heard criticism of Connor McDavid, who is still without a goal in three Stanley Cup final games. Is the criticism of him warranted, Chris?
No, absolutely not. He's doing what he has to commit to playing defense as a centerman. You know, before you call it anticipating, but he was blowing the zone too early, and it was costing him. Now he's focused on, I mean, he's got like 18, 19 assists, maybe more than that. He's playing the right way, and they have enough offense to do it. You saw the first two games could have went either way. Last game, bit of a blowout, but if he doesn't play the way he is now, he has no chance. You can't play Florida, and these guys don't cheat. They all are. Barkov's a perfect example. He's the greatest two-way player in the game today, and McDavid has learned that, you know, in the years of, you know, not having success in the playoffs. So the goals aren't it's winning, and McDavid, I think, is playing the best he's ever played. Unfortunately for him, he's playing against a really good team in Florida, and they're on him. You saw Ekblad putting him on his ass that one hit, and guys aren't giving him room, so he's got to find a way to use the other guys, and he's done that up to this point, McDavid.
Yeah, you know, I said to David, I wonder if there's going to be a surgery after the Stanley Cup is done. That's usually how
is
you
he
find
hurt?
Out.
Yeah,
exactly.
You wonder if he's hurt.
Yeah, because he took a bad fall, and it looked like his ankle got crunched a little. You won't find out till after it's all over, and then you find out, oh, my God, this guy was going through a living hell.
Yeah, I mean, you looked at Tkachuk 2 years ago in the last night. He was playing with a broken sternum, and I can't imagine trying to breathe, right? So, yeah, you double hernias, the guys torn groins. So, and like I said, McDavid did leave the bench there for a minute, but that's all part of playoff hockey and survival of the fittest. I don't know if that's the case, but I hope not. But again, that's just one game. It looks pretty bad on Edmonton getting beat that badly. But if they, you know, win this next game, they're back in the driver's seat, best out of three with home ice.
30 seconds. Do you think they can come back? Do you think they can prevail?
I think they can, but I don't think they will. Florida, they're just too good, too fast, too strong. But again, I've been on the other side of the coin. I think I've told you, we've been up two games going back home, and all of a sudden everything goes wrong. Momentum, confidence. So if Edmonton can put up a good showing, if they win this next game, Edmonton, I think they could win the series. They lose this, obviously, it's down 3-1. But again, they down 3-0 last year, and look what happened.
Yep.
So, you know, I know you guys want a prediction, but I still like Florida to win, though.
You're the best, Chris. Thank you,
buddy. Enjoy Canada.
I don't know if I answered that. The best thing is being up here and watching Edmonton lose. I had a good sleep the other night.
You're the best, Shelley.
That's so funny.
Take care, guys.
Oh, that's great.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.